now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We record the message and it goes onto the website. So John 15, 16 says this, and I want you to get a hold of something this morning. That Milton came up and talked about, that behold, who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, and Luke 10, 19, some of it's going to build off of where he just started, since he opened that door, and then we'll go through it. And in Luke 10, 19, he says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But the next verse says this, notwithstanding, he set this up for the message to bring it in. And this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. And today, God wants to get something in our hearts and lives. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. God wants to get something in our hearts and lives today. He wants you to understand that Jesus said, you haven't chosen me, but I chose you. And I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen. God wants you and I to know that, hey, he selected you. He chose you. If you're in this room, you're chosen of God. You would not be here if God did not choose you, because he chose you to hear what God has to say today. Amen. And God says his word will never return void. It accomplished what he sent it to do. So God has something to say to every last one that's gathered here today. Amen. I want you to understand something with me today. We're not serving a God that's in a book. We're serving a God that's alive and well. He's alive and well in you. He's alive and well in me. Amen. So many times in this life that we live, we get so caught up in and actions that are outside of the word of God and traditions of men instead of God. You know, and God wants to speak to our hearts and lives today. I kind of like November. It should be November every month of the year. It's a month where we give thanks. Jesus says that everything, God's word says that everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for everything that's going on in your life. Some of the things that are going on you may not have understanding of, but God's going to be glorified in it and through it. Amen. What the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn around and use it for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. Amen. So go with me in my text today to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'll calm down. I'm sort of like my grandson, Eli. I'm always moving, and I'm loud. I didn't know if anybody noticed that or not. Hallelujah. Amen. I was to the point one time that I always thought that the loudest gets heard, but with God, it's more of the time it's those that are quieter. But look with me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 13. The word of God says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit in belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. For the message today, I want to focus your attention to verse number 13. He said, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Today, the title of this morning's message is Called to Obtain. We're going to look at the salvation, the sanctification, and the standing. Can we all just lift the word together, and can we make a declaration together in God's house today? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Father, I'm grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here today. I'm reminded in Isaiah chapter 6, where you sent the angel to the altar with the tongs and you took those coals and you placed them upon the lips of Isaiah because he was a man of unclean lips. Father, I pray today that you purify these lips. May the words that proceed out of this mouth be words from you. And may they accomplish everything that you sent them to this house to do. And will never cease to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Amen. He says from the beginning. Amen. Amen. In the beginning of creation, God knew exactly where you would be. He knew everything you would do. And he chose you to himself. He chose you to salvation, is what the word of God said. That word salvation comes from the Greek word soteria. Soteria. It's spelled S-O-T-E-R-I-A. Soteria. And it's pronounced soteria. And soteria means delivered. Say rescued. Amen? He's our rescuer. And he's not only talking about spiritual, but this means spiritual and physical healing. Soteria. So when you hear that word salvation, God wants us to receive it spiritually and physically. Amen? Amen. We are still in this body, so it still has something to do with the physical nature. So let's look at first, he rescued me. I like that song. He rescued my soul. His love has covered my sin. I believe. Hallelujah. So look with me, and let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We're looking at the thought is salvation, soteria, physical and spiritual healing, that being rescued. Chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 1, says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. We'll stop there a minute. Grace comes from the Greek word charis, which means divine influence of the heart reflected in the life. You can look in the Strong's dictionary. This, I'm not saying this. That's the definition of grace. It's unmerited. It's undeserved. It's the favor of God, but it's the divine influence on our hearts that's reflected in our lives. God always does his work from the inside out. Amen? Amen. He starts on the inside by divine influence, and then it's reflected in my life to others. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. But he says in verse number 2, he says, for he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In other words, God is saying today is the day of soteria. Today is the day of spiritual and physical healing. He is not speaking about the day that Jesus is returning. He says now is the time. This is the time. This is the day to receive what God has for you and I. Soteria, physical and spiritual healing. So look with me in Philippians chapter 2. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's God's word, it's not my word. I think it's kind of interesting in Philippians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul in verse 12, it's like he's prophesying to them. Listen to what he says. He says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed." We obtain salvation through obedience. And the Apostle Paul has said, you know, the Philippi and all these churches were constantly out of order. So they weren't always in obedience. So I think as he's prophesying this word, he says, "My beloved, as you have always obeyed, not at my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, with reverence, with holy fear. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Amen. See, this salvation, he has chosen us to physical and spiritual healing today. Not next week, not next month, not next year. He says, now is the time. Today is the day. Amen. Look with me in Romans chapter 13. I'm building a point for where we're going to. Okay. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in verse chapter 13 of Romans, verse number 11, he says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe." Well, they had already received their salvation when they believed. Now this, he's speaking about the return of Christ. It comes from the same Greek word, soteria, and it means rescued, saved. Amen? Amen. But what God wants us to understand, I hear so many people, they're waiting on to get to heaven, to get the promises, and God says all the promises in me are yes and amen for now. He's the God of now. Amen. He's a God of the present. He's a God that's here today. He's a God that each and every one of us have a measure of faith in this room. And God brought your measure into this room. So as our measures add together, there's something that takes place. God has gifted everybody in the room with something. Amen. I don't know why I get loud. I just have a mic. Hallelujah. He has chosen us to salvation. Then he takes it to the next step. Through sanctification of the Spirit. Through sanctification, that word sanctification comes from the Greek word hagiasmos. It's spelled H-A-G-I-A-S-M-O-S. Hagiasmos. Hagiasmos means to purify, or to restore. You know, I have a dream. My dream car is a 1958 Corvette. That's my dream car. And if I was going to get a 1958 Corvette, I would get one that was restored, that would be back in the original state. And God had called us because in the original state, we were created in his image, and things of this world had come out and distorted the picture. Amen. And God gave us the Spirit of God to help us restore it back to its original. Amen. And it's through the Spirit of God. It's not by the things that I do. Because if it was on my own strength, I couldn't do it. But His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Amen. In other words, when He is saying this, hey, He's called us to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, through the Spirit's help, that God gave us all a helper. He gave us an advocate. He gave us a friend and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, man. I couldn't do it without His help. We can't do it without His help. Hallelujah. So turn with me to Romans chapter 15. The Apostle Paul says this in verse number 16. He says that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Being set apart by the Holy Ghost, by being purified by the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. It's kind of interesting when we look at ourselves. And 1 Peter 2, the Word of God says that we are a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. He says that we should show forth the praises of Him that brought us out of darkness and to His marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God, who at one time have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You know, the prophet Hosea prophesied that in Hosea chapter 2, verse 23. If you look in your word, he prophesied us coming. And as Peter is speaking this in 1 Peter chapter 2, look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're talking about being sanctified, purified, restored. Verse number 19. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Iniquity is purposed sin. Everyone messes up. But when I blatantly sin, when I know it's wrong, that's iniquity. Hello? He says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. In other words, somewhere in our life, there's a battle. There's a battle that we face every day. It's a battle with the spirit man and the flesh man. Am I the only one that's battling? Is anybody wrestling with anything in here? All right. Amen. Hey, we're all in the same place. Amen. I'm going to bring this up because the Holy Spirit just said so. The Lord asked me a question. I shared it Wednesday night. The Lord asked me a question when I was running the other day. He said, son, what's your number? And I thought for a minute, and I thought, six. The number of man is six. He said, what's my number? Seven. He said, remember that you're six and I'm seven. Without seven, you can't get to heaven. In other words, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, but we all have a serve a perfect God. And it's through His power and His strength. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. When we go through the Word, again, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. My words don't accomplish a whole bunch. They really don't. It's the Word of God. He said His Word is quick and powerful and sharper than every two-edged sword. Okay? So this is the Word. This is what does the work. God's doing the work. Who's going to heal? God's going to heal. Who's going to restore? God's going to restore. Who's going to renew? God's going to renew. Amen. I always say this, and you know, I look at it, if God can use a jackass, he can use me. Hello? Amen? And verse number 2 in 1 Peter, he says this in chapter 1. He says, elect or chosen of God, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen? So he gives us a formula here. How many know there's a formula? The formula he says here is that for the foreknowledge of God through the sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and the sprinkling of the blood. What washed away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Divine influence and favor comes on us and peace of God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and peace be multiplied. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. Now, my wife told me a little while ago, now I have a chicken farmer here. He raises chickens. Well, he does welding too. He's a farmer, has a farm, and has business. But he just got a new group of chickens in. And he had an adversary come in. The adversary that came in is a dirty rat. The rat came in last night and killed about 30 of his chickens. So, you know what we do? The Word of God says, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So, can we stand in agreement with our brother right now? Hey, man, we want to bind the rats. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, your Word declares no weapon formed against us will prosper, and the weapon that's being formed is through the rats. So I bind these rats right now, and I pray a hedge of protection around every chicken in his houses, Father God. Not another one will be attacked by a rat. We bind them, we call them loose from that house in Jesus' name, and we give you praise and glory for it. Amen. 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 You know, we all go through things together. That's why we're here as a body, because God wants you to know we never go through anything alone. That's why he called us to be a body. That's why he called us together, to be in unity together and stand in agreement. Hallelujah. How's your horse? Extend your hands here. He has a horse. His name's Jasmine. Jasmine's lower caught it. He got injured. It's an open wound. Amen. And we want to speak that wound closed in the name of Jesus. Okay? Hallelujah. Father, as my brother stands here, Donald stands here, or sits here in proxy for Jasmine, Father God. We send the word to Jasmine right now because Jasmine is important to Donald, and his heart is troubled with this pain and suffering that Jasmine's going through. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I bind this wound that's in Jasmine's leg. I call that thing to be closed. And I call for the balm of Gilead to touch it, Father God, to heal it, to strengthen it. And your power and your might, I bind every bit of infection, every germ right now. I call it loose from that leg in Jesus' name. That thing will close up and heal in the name of Jesus. We thank you and give you praise. Amen. How many know that God cares about the things that matter to you? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord hadn't called me to have a prayer line for animals yet or to bring Jasmine into the house, but you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? He said that he chose us to salvation, healing, spiritually and physically, through sanctification, to being restored. And then he says, and belief of the truth. And belief of the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. This word belief comes from the Greek word pistis, which means reliance, or to rely, or to trust, to have faith. Amen? Praise God. So Jesus said this in John 17, 17. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Amen. In other words, I want you to get a hold of something today. If you don't get anything else, I would like for you, I pray that you get a hold of this. Jesus was the word floating through time when it was spoken from the prophets. And he says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. In other words, when you speak the word, it becomes. It becomes. It becomes life. Amen. Amen. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, we have the power by the word of God to speak life into every dying and dark situation. Amen. You know, there's an old saying, it isn't over until it is over. No matter what it's looking like, no matter what it seems like, I believe God in his word. He says that I am not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man I need to repent. If God said it, I got it. I got it. See, I got it. I don't believe those rats have any choice. I don't believe that sickness and that wound on Jasmine's leg has any choice. Amen. I believe that God's word is greater. Amen. Turn with me to John chapter 5, and I'll get ready to close this up here shortly. In 1 minute. Everybody with me still? Maybe two. Jesus said this in John 5:24. He says he chose them to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Jesus said this in John 5:24. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. In other words, there's life that's flowing in this room. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. Again, that word salvation, soteria, healed, body and spirit. Can we believe that? Can we receive it? You know, turn with me to 1 John in closing here. 1 John. Chapter 5. Verse 13. The word of God says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and so that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I? He says first, he has chosen us to salvation. Spiritual salvation is more important than the physical. Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? And what would a man give in exchange for his soul? See, God has called us and has chosen us to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and through belief of the truth. Bow your heads and let us pray.